Hola.
Hola.
¡Holi! Bienvenidos a otro episodio más de The Evening Show.
Hi, welcome back to our episode. Today we have guests. Do you want to present yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Marian Massey, and this is my husband, Mark Satterfield.
Hi there. And we are the developers of the Create the Love of Your Life program. So right. We teach women how to attract the love of their life by changing their subconscious beliefs.
Okay, so we can just go right into the questions. So the first question is, what do you do for a living?
This is what we do for a living.
This is it.
Okay. I'm also a hypnotherapist success coach. And we have taken the premise of what I teach as a coach into our program. So for your audience of, I'd say, younger women, maybe some of them haven't had relationships yet, just taking the course will make them much more aware of what beliefs they're holding that are keeping them back in life. Because we are the premise that their subconscious beliefs are 90% of your mind's power. And you can have totally different beliefs subconsciously as you do intellectually.
Right. You know, a lot of young women, you know, it's a time in life when you're trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the world can be, relatively scary. I think that's probably true regardless of age. And a lot of that fear, though, is based in your subconscious. And if you learn to master the subconscious, if you learn to change it for the better, you can change a lot of aspects of your life, whether it be relationships, schoolwork, really pretty much anything.
And self-worth.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for 30 years. So I've had so many women say, I wish I would have known what you have taught me, in my late teens, early 20s, because this sets up the foundation for everything in your life. It Absolutely. Makes you in control of your life instead of effect of your life.
But that's what we do for a living, to mm-hmm. give you a long answer to a simple question.
So is there a reason why you chose to do what you're doing?
You answer that one.
Okay. I guess there's a couple reasons. One is that we wanted to reach as large an audience as we could with our philosophy about changing subconscious beliefs. And I would say the second was that we just saw a lot of women struggling with relationships. And a lot of times mm-hmm. it had to do with issues of self-worth. It had issues of
emotions that weren't dealt with.
Emotions that weren't dealt with. So we decided to focus our work in these areas because we thought we could bring the greatest amount of help and assistance to the largest audience.
Right, because not everybody can afford their individual coach.
Right.
And yeah. This brings it into the mass audience. And it's good for any age, really.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for people who are about to start a serious relationship for the first time?
Yes. Sure. What the big mistake... your audience is women, right? Okay.
Mostly,
okay. So it's not just women, but mostly people start relationships based on, ooh, I'm attracted to them. Let me go out with them because I'm attracted to them. They don't put into play, what their former beliefs are, which could be, if you don't feel good about yourself unconsciously, you're going to attract the guys that don't treat you well, that don't show up, that really just ghost you, whatever. So I would give the advice is to work on your inner self first and then go out. I mean, if I would have had that, I wouldn't have been divorced twice. So You know, if I worked on myself regarding relationships, I would have approached relationships not just from, oh, they are so attractive, to, you know, what I did with my husband, is I really set about finding, you know, my inner worth, what my authentic self was. And then I went about seeing if, you know, somebody I was dating would match that.
The real key is all of us, guys and gals. Mm-hmm. We want to have a relationship with someone who is going to appreciate us for us. Someone that we, you know, don't have to pretend to be someone else. Someone that we don't want to have to, you know, worry about whether they will, you know, like me or not, or if I say this, will they get angry at me? So how do we do that? And interestingly, the answer comes from really identifying what your authentic self is.
Right.
And, you know, that sounds a little bit, okay, theoretically, that sounds good, but how do you do it? And, you know, there's a lot of tools, there's a lot of techniques, there's...
that we make it very easy to
right,
do.
Right, that pretty much anybody can do in terms of identifying really what constitutes their authentic self. And once you identify that, then you're really better off, you're better equipped going off and finding a serious relationship.
Right, because then you can say no to what you don't want anymore. And even if they're cute, you can say no. And you can say yes to what you do want.
Right.
I mean, like I said, when I was, especially before I got married, I just would lose myself in these relationships because I so desperately wanted one. I didn't realize I really didn't love myself enough. Now that grew to I love myself more, but I still picked inappropriate people to marry because they weren't in alignment with my authentic self and my needs.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the important lesson is that you're never too young to focus on those things.
Oh no, the younger the better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't go through the two divorces.
Yeah. Wouldn't do that on
no, he wouldn't.
No.
Okay. What do you think is necessary for a happy relationship?
What is what?
Necessary to have a happy relationship, to be like a good couple.
Okay. Why don't you start?
What's the question?
To be happy in a relationship. What's a recipe to be happy in a relationship?
Well, I think first and foremost is respect for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And respect and trust, and not trying to change the individual. You know, I think ultimately you have to accept the individual for who they are, and realize that the only person you can change is yourself.
So well said.
You can't change the other individual. So the real key is, you know, making sure that you find someone who will respect you, making sure that you have the right kind of boundaries, making right. sure that you know what's important to you. You know, Marianne and I have been together for a long time. And in many ways, we're very, very different people. But at the core, we respect each other. And even though we're involved in different things, Marianne has a different spiritual path that she's on than I am. I'm respectful of that. And I realize that that's going to take time for her. And it's important to her. So I make sure that I'm respectful of that. And she's the same way with me. So, right. So I would say those are the main keys.
That's why you got to have your authentic self before you go into a relationship, that you're not trying to twist yourself into something that you're not. And knowing that that person, if you're your authentic self, you're going to attract another authentic self, and you'll be in harmony. Right. You'll be able to say no, and they'll go, okay, you know, that sounds good. You'll be able to have healthy boundaries, just like what you said, and respect each other.
Yeah, it's very hard to have healthy boundaries if you don't know what healthy boundaries are for
right.
you. And you will only know what those healthy boundaries are for you once you identify really what's your authentic self. And that's a process of evolution. It doesn't,
right.
you know, all of a sudden come in a, you know, blinding flash of light. But again, there's, you know, there's exercises and there's tools. And for those of us that are serious about it, I think as a result, we have a very rich, a very rewarding life, not only in terms of relationships, but right. in terms of really all aspects.
Right. Okay. Do you have some tips for a happy life?
Just like what I said, you need to have your authentic self, live from that sense of purpose, and allow yourself to create what you want. I come from the belief that our beliefs create a reality. So I'm always looking at how are my actions, emotions, and thoughts creating in my life. If I don't like something, I don't blame other people. I do not stay a victim. I go, okay, this is something I don't want in my life. Can I change it? Can I, you know, move it, or do I need to leave it? So that is one of my fundamental beliefs to become happy and to be happy. And again, my spiritual practice. So instead of being many people out there, including the people that have come to me in private practice, they realize, oh, if they just changed, I'd be happy. If just this changed, I'd be happy. If this was different, then I'd be happy. Now, happiness comes inside yourself, and you have to create it and allow it to come.
Yeah, I agree completely with what Marian said. I think the one other thing that is important in terms of living a happy life is gratitude.
Ooh, yes.
And you know, it's so often that we can get tied up in what's wrong, get tied up in the things that aren't right, get tied up in the things that, you know, just aren't going our way. But when we think about it, we have a lot to be grateful for. You know, we have our friends, we have our health. You know, it really is the little things. But it's always important to, every time you start to kind of get down and depressed, to realize that you got an awful lot to be grateful for.
I'm going to piggyback on what you said. That is so true. It's an actual exercise by focusing on the good in your life. You know, it's like the sunshine, maybe your pet or whatever. That actually opens your heart and you find your mood shifting because you're coming from, you know, the action of creating instead of being a victim.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard a dog there somewhere with one of you guys. And, you know, I'm sure, you know the animals in your life give you great joy and love. We have a cat named Sam, who I'm surprised hasn't made an appearance. And Sam gives us, you know, enormous joy. And sometimes when I'm, you know, I'm feeling a little down, all of a sudden Sam will appear and I go, boy, you know, I'm just really grateful that I've got this cat named Sam in my life. And you know, it sounds a little silly, but you know, those are the kinds of things that, you know, really at the end of the proverbial day mean an awful lot.
And actually that's what we do many times during the week. If there's a hard week or something's happening, we'll just say, okay, time to focus on all the good stuff that we have in our life.
Right.
Okay. Do you like what you're doing right now?
You what?
You like what you are doing.
Yes, it's our purpose.
Yeah, very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're one of the lucky ones. We get to do exactly what we want to do. And
well, remember, that's what we do. We create.
Right.
When we decided to create this, that was part of the equation. It's not like, oh, let me create something that I don't like. Yeah. We said we want to create something that we like, that we would have a purpose, that we could impact people.
Hmm. And we get to meet, you know, interesting people like you guys.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Okay, so the next question is, do you have any advice for people who want to do the same as you?
I mean, develop a course or be a life coach? I don't know what you mean.
Like, do you have any advice for people who want to start the same business that you have?
Well, I think first and foremost, I don't necessarily.
No, everybody's not going to want the same business right. as us. So that's not quite the right question.
Well, yeah, but we should try to be helpful. it's not so much of someone who wants to do what we do specifically, in the sense that, you know, we teach people how to change their subconscious beliefs. It's more a matter of how do people find what their passion is and find something that really excites them, so that when they get up in the morning, they're excited about going to work. And I think, that's a process of self-discovery. Mm-hmm. It's self-discovery in terms of yourself, but then it's self-discovery in terms of, there's just so many cool things you can do out there.
I got a story.
Marion's got a story.
Okay. So 30 years ago, before I was a hypnotherapist, hypnotherapy wasn't even a thing out there. No one even knew what it was. They didn't know what coaching was, nothing. And I always worked with the belief that I want to create my reality. And I wanted, what I put out in affirmations is that I wanted a business. I wanted to love my business for the rest of my life. And I wanted it to impact people. And that's all I had. And so for 2 years, that's what I had in my mind. That's what I visualized. And I ran across this guy one day. And remember, I didn't even know hypnotherapy existed. And he told me about hypnotherapy. And I was like, what the heck is that? So I looked into it and I totally resonated with it. And it was my passion. And I was successful from day one. So you don't even have to know necessarily what it is, but you need to know something about your authentic self, which was me. I knew I wanted to be happy. I knew I wanted to have a purpose. I knew I wanted to be able to do it for the rest of my life. And when you work with affirmations, when you work with the beliefs that your beliefs create, you can magnetize to you what's right for you.
I mean, the other part is that you start to pick up clues. So you guys are doing podcasting. So mm-hmm. you and I can tell from the looks on your face that you enjoy doing this. So the question then becomes, okay, well, as I think about podcasting, what is it that I like? Is it that I like meeting new and interesting people? Is it that I like being on air? Is it that I like the technical aspects of it? And that starts to give you some clues as to what might be something that you might want to do as you kind of hone in the career options. Mm-hmm. And then, we all hear about networking, and that is really the key is once you, once you kind of get a kind of a kernel of, okay, this sounds like something that might be of interest, then it's a matter of just reaching out to people. And what I've found is that people are very, very receptive when someone reaches out to them and says, hey, I'm kind of thinking about what I want to do in life, and I'm starting to think that this might be something which would be enjoyable and a good use of my skills. I'd kind of like to pick your brain, learn more. Yeah. That's what I did, way back in the dark ages when I started my career. And I think, there's been people that over time have come to me and asked me that question. And, to be honest with you, most people, they're very flattered when you ask them those kinds of questions. So, that's really the advice we'd give you for people that are trying to find something that's a fit. Because quite frankly, look, you're going to spend an enormous amount of time at work, and you might as well spend time at work doing something that you enjoy. Love.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry.
Does that answer your question? Yeah.
Okay. So the next question is, do you have any goals that you want to achieve in the future related to your business, or have you already achieved all of your goals?
Go ahead.
I think it's to a certain extent, we've achieved the big goal, which is identifying this business, setting it up, getting it running, having it be successful. So there's that part. The other part, though, and this goal you never achieve, which is that we want to impact positively as many people as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
Now, we're never going to impact everybody. So since we can't impact everybody, that goal is always going to be like the horizon. It's always just going to be outside our reach. So we're very focused on what we do. Mm-hmm. We're very passionate about what we do. We enjoy what we do. So our focus is to continue to spread the word. And, you know, we can't do it, quite frankly, without people like you. People,
exactly.
You know, people who have podcasts and audiences. So, you know, you're important to us. And we, you know, we're very appreciative that you know, you would invite us to be on your show.
Okay, so the final question.
Okay.
The last question is, have you ever had any inconveniences trying to help someone?
Can you give me an example? What do you mean?
Like not being able to really help someone or having a really hard time trying to help someone.
I can answer that. You know, from 30 years of doing one-on-one coaching, I always came from the belief that the person coming in is responsible for whether they, how far they want to go in their growth. And there's no one thing that's 100% effective with 100% of the people. So I'm very neutral about, you know, helping people in the sense of not attached to, you know, this person's got to get this answer. I give them everything I can in the best way that I can give it. And then it's up to them to take the ball and run with it or not. And so, yes, there's people that I've helped tremendously. And there's people that were getting help and decided not to get help anymore because on some level, unconsciously, they didn't want to really change. And there's some people I just couldn't help.
Yeah, I think the big thing is that when we look at the people that weren't as successful as we would hope, it's a question of commitment. I mean, it's like anything. Now, you know, are we all going to go out and, you know, be the, you know, expert violinist? Are we all going to go out there and be, you know, the sports hero? Are we all going to be, you know, the thespian? No, of course not. I mean, there's a certain amount of natural skill. But having said that, we can help people achieve an awful lot who have a desire to achieve an awful lot. If someone is coming because someone else thinks it's a good idea for them,
That's not going to work.
That person's probably not going to be successful. So, you know, just to kind of close the loop, this all goes back to, again, making sure you understand your authentic self. So that once you identify your authentic self, then you're able to go out and get the resources, get the assistance, get the support you need to achieve the
thing
goal
that you want.
That's important to you. Right. Exactly.
Well, I think that was
okay.
It.
So that covers everything.
Okay. So, should we tell them?